KQED.
You have been listening to The Extraordinary Sounds of Con Brio. It's a live performance right here in our KQED studio. And let me just say by way of introduction that this is a band that has gotten a great deal of praise, and you can understand why just hearing them on their way to stellar heights from many people's perspective. They're a San Francisco band with a soul, funk, psychedelic rock sound that some have compared to Sly and the Family Band, or Family Stone, and a frontman with dance moves that have been likened to those of James Brown and Michael Jackson. The seven-piece band is here right now in studio with us. We're also on Facebook Live, and they're going to be playing songs off and on from their album Paradise. And it is an album, by the way. That's their debut album, produced by Mario Caldado Jr., who has produced for the Beastie Boys and Beck. The band includes, let me get everybody's name in here, Marcus Stevens on saxophone, Brandon Liu on trumpet, Patrick Glynn on keyboards, Jonathan Kirshner on bass, Andrew Lawbaker on drums, Ben Andrews on guitar, and lead singer and frontman Zeke McCarter. Thank you all for joining us on KQED's forum this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Delighted to have you all here. And let me begin with the frontman, Zeke McCarter. Let's talk a little bit about Paradise with you, Zeke. This is a really versatile album because you've got, you know, some political songs, you've got some love stuff, you've got, mm-hmm. Seductive type of love stuff, you've got just a whole range and uplifting songs. You're really trying to capture a great deal in this album, aren't you?
Yes, that's that definitely was what it ended up being. really diverse concepts and emotions and just experiences that I was dealing with at the time with writing with Writing Paradise. I really wanted just to create a liberated experience via music. And Paradise is that, you know, the place where we can decorate our own realities with the harmony, the peace, the love, while we're still pushing through and enduring through, you know, the trying times that we...
All a good message, yeah. And peace and love and all that, but also, you know, some troubling things and vexing things are here as well, yeah?
Yes.
But you're talking about really making our own paradise, a lot of the lyrics,
yes, yeah? Yeah, in spite of taking that and pushing it forward and evolving into the harmony that we like to see.
I'm thinking Kiss the Sky again, right? I mean, like Jimi Hendrix, just airborne.
Yes, exactly. Elevation. And there is the things that hold us down.
Well, there are a lot of songs that really suggest that elevation on this. Let's talk about your influences, though. I mean, you grew up in Houston, and I mentioned James Brown and Michael Jackson. I know you listened as a kid to artists like that. Big influence on you, though, well, especially James Brown, obviously, when you were younger, but Bay Area music, yeah?
Bay Area music, definitely Sly and the Family Stone inspired me greatly. I saw the Family Stone at Stern Grove, and it really opened up my world to the legacy and just the message and momentum of that band, especially being a household name here in the Bay Area, also from Texas, so...
From Houston originally. In fact, a lot of your own personal experience comes into this, and I don't want to necessarily tread on any of that, but there are social issues that you take up, and there's, well, Black Lives Matter becomes an important part of your whole schema here, doesn't it?
Not exactly. Black Lives Matter was something that we all experienced in terms of how it combated against the police brutality that we all witness here in America. And I was living in Oakland at the time around where there were protests and some riots, and couldn't help but take in some of the inspiration from that, especially considering I'm immediately affected by those same matters.
Well, you were personally affected.
Personally.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, your dad was shot by police.
Yes.
And killed by police. Comes into your music. And there's a song, in fact, called Free and Brave, which really, I think, was inspired by that. This whole album was inspired by your dad in many ways, wasn't it?
In many ways. My dad, definitely. The spirit of my father came through this album.
He appeared to you in paradise
in a dream, while we were recording. Yes. While we were recording the album, he appeared to me in a dream.
And the fact of the matter is that he had kind of coached you early on when you came to San Francisco. Learn about Billie Holiday. Go to Fillmore and learn that music.
Yeah. Wow, you've done your research.
Don't put that on my grave.
It's like you talked to him personally. yes, when I moved to the Fillmore, you know, as you some may know, the historic Fillmore neighborhood was, I guess, during the bebop era, a lot of jazz musicians, a lot of jazz singers and musicians came through the Fillmore neighborhood, and that's something that he illuminated to me. He was like, hey, you should learn a couple of jazz numbers and get out there, see what you can do. And
sage advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were some of the first songs you learned?
The first song I ended up singing wasn't a jazz song. It was It's Your Thing. I sang that at the Boomba Room, but I did a lot of Do What You Want to Do. Yeah. I did a lot of Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind & Fire. So many. I'd had this residency called the Soul Train Revival.
Haven't there been some comparisons of you guys with Tower of Power, too?
Tower of Power. Did some Tower of Power. What is Hip?
Yeah.
Soul with a capital S. Zeke McCarter is a frontman of Con Brio. And speaking about Soul, the guitarist is here with us as well, Ben Andrews. Ben or Benjamin?
Either way.
Okay.
Benny is actually becoming quite popular these
Benny.
Days.
Really? I thought you were known as 10-String Samurai. Isn't that actually your name more than Ben or Benny?
Yes.
Take it.
Yeah. Let's talk about making music and the work that you do with Eddie and how you get in sync with him.
The work that I do with him?
Yeah, with Eddie as your front man singing and the whole, with Zeke as a front man singing and with the whole group here.
It's an interesting thing this is the first time I've been in a band with this many people.
It's a lot of people. They're all here.
Yeah. I, I, um, when I was still living on the East Coast, I was in a band, a 6-member band, and I thought that was too much. There's 7 of us, you know, and so you know, there's it's a kind of a strange thing trying to create together with so many people, but there's this really nice place that we end up at. With the struggle of so many cooks in the kitchen, eventually we come out the other side and everything seems to make sense.
Sort of like the Warriors, maybe? Way, you know? Like the Warriors? All comes together? Like
yeah. Okay. Yeah, it all comes together.
And what would you say your main influences as a guitarist? Who?
As a guitarist?
Yeah.
Early influences, all the big names from the previous generation, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page. I think more as I've gotten older, I appreciate guys that just can kind of stand out with one note, guys like Bill Frisell, guys like Greg Howe. And I don't necessarily strive to play like them. I strive to be like them as people that are making sound, you know, that you know that it's them instantly, you know.
Yeah, let me actually go to Zeke on this. What do you say, maybe some encouraging words to young musicians? You guys are on your way up now, but it's been a climb, and you work a lot and rehearse a lot, and that's a big part of your success. But, you know, there are a lot of musicians out there who are trying and betting their heads against walls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some days that, you know, we still bump our heads against walls. Even to this day. I'd say to any creator in music or any art form, stay connected to the passion that inspired you to be a part of it and be a contributor of it. That'll get you through those tough times. That'll inspire more art. You know, the tribulation, the joy, so many things can inspire the creation. And if you're passionate about creating, then you'll stand the test of time. At least we hope so.
Well, keep our fingers crossed on that. I get you to do another number from Paradise. What would you like to do?
We're going to do a song called Money.
Oh, now this is not the old Barrett Strong song. Do you know that song?
Oh, nah. This is the new and improved Combrio Money song.
Can I give you one line from Barrett Strong? Money don't get anything, it's true, but what it can't get, I can't use. Now this is a very different song.
Oh, okay.
This is like, don't put it all in your paycheck, right? All your hope and all your investments. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
So much wisdom in this room.
Hey, ain't got a thing on me, oh no, no, no.
Ain't got a thing on me.
Ain't got a thing on me, oh no, no, no.
Ain't got a thing on me.
Ain't got a thing on me, oh no, no, no.
That 9 to 5, man, you know it.
Ain't got a thing on me, oh no, no, no.
Listen, money ain't got a thing on me. Honey, money ain't got a thing on me.
Set the world. can. Make a 100 grand working for the other man. But I understand when it's time to switch. Making money don't make you rich. When you're stretched out, stressed out. Some ain't right in your left eye. Can't let that 9 to 5 put a seatbelt on my mind. No, when they tell me that your time is money, so you gotta make it do what it do. See, when you got the power, why work for the dollar never worked for you. Money ain't got a thing on me, ain't got a thing on me. Oh, no, no, no. Money ain't got a thing on me, ain't got a thing on me. Oh, no, no, no. Money ain't got a thing on me, ain't got a thing on me. No, no, no. So rich when I fly so free. Honey, money ain't nothing. Check it, check it. For the dollar, put your heart on the collar. Say no, no, no. Say no, no, no.
No, no, no.
You get paid, but your soul's a slave. Say no, no, no.
No, no, no.
We got too much drive to put a seatbelt on my mind. When they tell me that the time is money, you gotta make it do what it do. See, you got the power.
Bravo. You know, Zeke, can't help noticing your moves there. We need a bigger studio here because you do flips and all kinds of gymnastic stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do.
We don't have enough room in the studio. We got this whole band here, all of you. And again, I want to remind you that we're talking to Conbrio. The band's latest album is Paradise. Its past EP is Kiss the Sun. And they're going to be they actually performed at Austin City Limits, Bottle Rock, other music festivals. They were down in Joshua Tree, I know, and they're here with us in studio. And the band's going to be performing at SF Jazz on June 17th and 18th at 7:30. They'll be performing also at the High Sierra Music Festival, June 29th to July 2nd in Quincy, California. A whole group of them here. I'm getting some comments. William writes, fun, really fun, great sound, don't stop. Actually got a comment from somebody in Madrid, Spain, who's really enjoying this music. And by the way, if you want to add your voice to what you're hearing here and let us know what your thoughts are or have any questions for Conbrio, you can join us by emailing us, forum@kqed.org, or going to our website, kqed.org/forum. And you can also watch us. This is a live stream of Conbrio's performance here. It's on the Forum Facebook page, and go to our Facebook page or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. Let's just talk a little bit about that song, Zeke, with you. I mean, you're starting to rise. I know you're still batting your head against walls, as you said before, but starting to rise as a group into popularity and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a reminder. Don't let the money go to the head, right? Don't let fame go to the head.
Also, invest in yourself. Invest in your dreams. Invest in your passion, you know. It's really, I guess, in a way from myself and also as a testament to and what we're doing. It's like flipping the way we value and prioritize making money. There's many ways to make it. And if you can invest in yourself, invest in your dreams, you have the opportunity to do that. It's extremely liberating.
That's a strong message. You know, I was even thinking when I was reading about the influence of James Brown on you, you know, he wanted and made it a point in most of his concerts to urge kids to graduate high school. You know, so many kids who were dropouts. I mean, it made it a passion of his, you know. Comes across in the lyrics a lot of what you're passionate about.
That's
vital,
isn't it? Vital. Oh, yes, passion. Passion fuels us all.
Rules the universe, Isaac Babel said, the great Russian writer. It certainly has a ruling here in terms of what we've been hearing in this music. Talk a little bit more about the album, though, and because it's unusual now to put out an album, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Well, see, no, I mean, the music business is changing by that. I mean, you know, you got everything.
Yeah, with the, like, you know, singles and, like, just the, you know, and that's all reflection.
Albums are supposedly passé by many people's lights.
That's a reflection, you know, of capitalism in a way. And that's kind of like what I'm sure it's been all of our passions to put out great albums for our careers and great bodies of work, singles, performances, and that's... They're all connected for us.
You're also trying to create a narrative here, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're doing that, as I said, in a really versatile way. I'm thinking about some of the songs I've heard on here. We'll hear one more number from you. And a listener writes, there's a sort of energy, hope, and persistence coming through the speakers. I mean, that certainly must be music to your ears.
Oh, yeah. Did someone just say that?
Someone just wrote that in. Yeah,
wow.
In the comment. We talk about upbeat stuff, too. There's a kind of liftoff. And I used the word seductive before. Mm-hmm. You just talk about that song. I don't know what your last song you want to play is, but that song, Honey?
Uh-huh. That's the one we're going to play.
Oh, all right. So we'll go to that shortly. We're going to end on that. What an appropriate way to end, because it is a seductive song. But there's also that uplift song. And I mean, it really does elevate. Yeah,
That's our goal in love and through tough times, through internal and external. But in Honey, there's definitely some.
There's this hard time song with all this rock solid rhythm section and some really tight horn arrangements. But it's a bit of anguish, really.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, endure through hard times at different times of our life. But at the time we were writing that song, it was specifically hard.
You weren't thinking of Dickens or Studs Terkel or anybody like that?
I was focused on getting the message.
The message is important to you, though.
Yeah.
Talk about why. Why it's important.
It's what inspires. It's what motivates. It's what gives us hope and gives us a sense of purpose in what we're doing on this beautiful earth.
Well said. Could I just go back, if I might, for just a moment to Benjamin, the 10-string samurai? Can you just talk about your touring van for a minute, which was carrying about 1,000 pounds at one time of gear around the country? What was the name of that touring van?
What's the name of the van?
The van, the touring van. Didn't you have a name for it?
Luther Vandross.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go.
The trailer is Little Richard.
All right. Scaling down a bit in terms of what you're lugging?
I'm sorry?
Are you scaling down a bit, all that you've been lugging around?
I think efficiency is key. Efficiency is, you know, I mean, we're doing a great job at doing the best with you know, what we got. But, we've been adding.
Yeah. Let me add another comment.
We're getting heavier. We're all getting heavier.
Here's Dad who writes, I saw them play at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz. Truly incredible live show. Hard not to feel the energy. There you go. I mean, getting a lot of kudos here from people appreciating your work.
Thank you.
Cool. I like that. That was a great show, actually. I really enjoyed that.
We'll be back at the
It was
Catalyst.
Raining cats and dogs that night, but it was fun.
In 2 weeks from now, we'll be back at the Catalyst with Galactic.
And let me just give some more plugs here, because the band's going to be performing, as I said earlier, with SF Jazz on the 17th and 18th of June at 7:30, and they'll also be performing at the High Sierra Music Festival, June 29th through July 2nd. That's, of course, in Quincy. And how about approaching a live show? Can you talk about how you do that and what you do?
What's going to get the people to rage, man? What's going to get people to, like, jump in, sweating, screaming? That's like, we want to, you know. That's what we want.
That's what you want. And you feed off that.
I mean, that's what we do, right? I mean, we get up there, we do it. If you don't want to join us, there's something wrong.
It's infectious, though, right? They're going to be feeding off you, and you're feeding off them, and we're doing it right here in the studio. We're going to hear Honey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You want to say anything about this song before we hear it?
It's a love song.
Okay.
It's a love song for all the lovers out there.
Combrio, Honey.
Wherever you are in the world, in your car,
to you.
We'll be love. We'll be more than we ever dreamed of. All because we believe 1 + 1 = 1. How powerful. Oh, you can be such a busy bee, but save a little honey for me. I can be such a busy bee, but I save my honey for thee. You can both be the busy bee, save a little honey while we take it slow.
Amazing performance here live in our KQED studios. Grateful for them, for the music they put in our ears, in our hearts. And boy, what a tender song. Congratulations to all of you.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.